right now then, today is Black Friday. Yeah, I thought this was all to do with Thanksgiving over in America, but we seem to have imported it like we have Halloween into Britain, don't we? Black Friday. So traditionally, you're supposed to get bargains on Black Friday, aren't you? But I don't think some of them are quite the bargains they're made out to be, some of these things, you know. But did you know that there's a lot of heavy marketing that goes on to try and persuade you to upgrade your mobile phone once a year, once every couple of years? Is there any need to do that? You know, have new phones got any better gadgets and things on them than the old phones? Well, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. And so I decided I would find out. I spoke to Alistair, and Alistair is from an organisation called Population Matters. His name's Alistair Curry, and I spoke to him and asked him, what was Population Matters, first of all?
We're a UK-based charity which campaigns for sustainable population and sustainable consumption, because the two go together. There are 8 billion people on the planet, and what we consume and the waste that we produce is one of the things that's driving our environmental crisis. So we want to look at both angles. What can we do to help reduce the future population growth as quickly as we can, and what can we do to help reduce the impact that we're having by the things that we consume?
Now, is there a lot of pressure on people to upgrade their mobile phones?
There is. It's fairly invisible, but for instance, it can feel invisible. We conducted a survey which found that half of people were saying they'd seen at least one advertisement encouraging them to upgrade their phone today on Black Friday. In fact, many people have seen far more than one. But people also talked in the survey about pressure from influencers and just from friends and family. And when we go back to that marketing, so Apple alone has got an estimated annual marketing spend of $2.7 billion. That's billion with a B there. And what Apple and the retailers and all the other people in the mobile phone industry want us to do is part with our money. Again, really interestingly, 40-odd% of people in our survey said they absolutely recognized that. They actually agreed with the statement that annual phone upgrades, which is one of the ways they get us to part with our money, are about getting you to spend more rather than about offering features that people need. So yes, there is a very big impact, and because we swim in this world of constantly seeing adverts on our laptop screens or on our phones or on television, we perhaps don't notice it, but it is a huge amount that obviously has an influence. And we know it has an influence because otherwise the manufacturers and the retailers wouldn't be spending their money advertising to us.
But surely the technology must have more or less plateaued out now. There's no point upgrading your phone because your old one probably does all that you need to do anyway.
I think that's been the case for some time, but obviously the it's not in the interests of those people who make money from selling or renting out phones to say that to us. The example that I like to give is I was doing research for a report called the Icon Report that we wrote on this issue. And the main selling feature, one of the main selling features of Apple's last upgrade was something called the Dynamic Island. I still don't know what a dynamic island is, and I can't think that many people out there were going, I can't wait for a dynamic island. But because of the marketing, because of this sense, what we've called in in relation to this FOMO, the sense that you might be missing out on something, people feel, well, there's a new thing, you know, if they can afford it, and obviously many of us can't, times are tough, but we still know that a third of people are thinking about upgrading today on Black Friday. So there is this sense of, well, innovation is a good thing, but it actually isn't. The cost of the environmental cost of mobile phones, when you take them in aggregate, 1.5 billion of them shipped last year, is very large indeed.
And of course then there's the issue of e-waste and where that ends up, isn't it?
Exactly. Full credit to many of the manufacturers and some of the retailers actually for introducing schemes which help people to recycle or refurbish their phones. But what we've got to not do is think of recycling as being some magic solution, that somehow we put our phone in and that produces another phone. We're a long way from that at the moment. Recycling itself cost money produces carbon emissions. The purity that's needed for components in things like mobile phones is very high. So an awful lot of what is supposedly recycled simply isn't of a standard where it can be used. So again, Apple products overall, 18% of Apple products are 18% of the components of Apple products are recycled. That means that 80% aren't, and that 80% come from mineral extraction, mining, travel and transport across the world, component manufacturers. So it is a very, very big impact there.
Now, what would you say to one of my listeners who may be thinking, it's Black Friday, I might get a good phone deal today, whose phone might be a year, maybe 2 years old? What advice would you give?
There's two things. You know, if you need a new phone and you can get it cheap, then go for it. You know, absolutely. But the question is, do you need it? And what other options are available? There actually are options where people can get phones refurbished now. And there are manufacturers. If people need a new phone or a new anything, then if you can get a bargain, great, go for it. But there are other options that are available. There are many retailers and manufacturers offer refurbishment and repair schemes just now. So if something isn't working properly on your phone, that may well be fixable, and certainly at less cost than getting a new one. But it can be hard to find out about that, because what they want to overall, what they're doing is the advertising we're seeing is about getting something new, not fixing what the old one is. But if you go online and look, there are certainly options there. And then of course it's simply questions: do I need it? Do I need any upgrades? You don't have to get, and I know many people won't, but you don't have to obviously get the latest, shiniest phone. There are options for buying refurbished and recycled phones, or indeed just for older models there. So there's plenty that we can do without kind of being sucked into the upgrade madness.
I guess some of that ideology applies to everything on Black Friday, doesn't it, really?
Well, absolutely. Population matters. We've looked at mobile phones because they look pretty innocuous. But we want people to think about consumption overall. People, I think, are increasingly understanding about the impact of petrol cars or flights or meat consumption, those kind of areas. But we don't think about it in terms of everything that we use. Actually, just cutting down the amount of stuff that we consume, the amount of waste that produces, both in things like e-waste and in terms of carbon emissions, is one of the things that we can do that really makes a difference to our planet. But of course, the responsibility shouldn't be entirely on us. We're also looking at the manufacturers and the retailers who are kind of pushing these things on us to stop doing that. Apple and Samsung do not need to be issuing a new phone model every year, and they should stop that. And our governments recently signed a treaty on biodiversity that said that they will be taking action to encourage manufacturers and big companies to give people better information about the environmental impacts of what it is that they buy, and for those companies to take more responsibility in that area. So we need changes at the top, but also, because it's Black Friday today, you know, it is a time when we can also think about our own consumption. And of course, we've got Christmas coming up as well. Again, no one at Population Matters is saying don't buy any Christmas presents, you know, but we are saying we can be thoughtful about what we buy, and it is important, and it does make a difference.
Finally then, Alistair, is the message getting across?
I think the message is starting to get across. It was really interesting. We did ask that question in our survey: are annual phone upgrades a good thing? Only 1 in 10 said they were. And a big minority, about 45%, said that they felt annual upgrades were just about getting us to part with our money. So yes, people are seeing through it, but you know, that was still a minority rather than a majority. But I think things are changing, which is positive.
Alistair Curry, thank you very much for talking to us today.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Alistair Curry from Population Matters there about upgrading your phone. How do you feel about that? Phones, they're very clever devices. You know, they do all this. They're like talking computers, aren't they, really? Do you know, you can do all that stuff. You can look at your websites and look at your emails and all the rest of it. Do you know, you can also make phone calls on these things too?